say we ended up that the Mishnah is not a proof whether Kahanim or Shluchim Dinah or Shluchim Dirachmanah, because the Mishnah is permitting them to bring things that don't need an owner's das. You don't have to be a shliach. You don't even have to know it's being brought. Like a man brings a carbon for his kids, a man brings a carbon for his wife, that's a shaita. That's only by mechusri kapara, where the Torah taught it to us, that by mechusri kapara, a person doesn't need das. So the kayan doesn't need to be a shliach of you. There, nobody's going to say yishlucha didan. Masha'en came by kabbalas like nedarim and nedavas and chatas and hashamas that are obligatory. They're not mechusri kapara, but they're for different purposes. There, if yishlucha didan, he can't bring it. That's how we answered. But we ignored the last two words, examples of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, kinei zavim, kinei zavas, kinei yoldas. And then the Mishnah said, chatas and hashamas. We only talked about the three, the birds. But the Mishnah continued and said, chatas and hashamas. Now, that's not mechusri kapara. That is bringing karbonas. So why isn't that a proof that he shlucha dishmaya? Masiv rabasimi baraba. Im hayikayin, top line, top word, first word, alamad vavam and aleph. Masiv rabasimi baraba. Now, right away, the rush is buried. Why did we have to bring a brisa? The Mishnah said chatas on hashamas. Why did we bring a brisa in that it says he can bring his chatas and hasham? So, Zokta Rush. Zokta Rush, the first rush on the page. Why didn't we ask from the fact that the Mishnah said you can do a chatas and hashem? Since it's counted together with kinei zavim and zavas, have a yada de mishani lei. We knew what the answer would be. The ayri b'mechusri kapara, that there's a chatas and an hashem that are brought to allow to eat kachem, as we will see in a moment. But the Braisa only mentions Chatas and Hashem and doesn't mention Kinei Zavim, Kinei Zavas, Kinei Yoldas. So therefore we thought it means all Chatas and Hashemas. How? And for the Gemara, it doesn't mean all Chatas and Hashemas. Dam Chatas and Shomitzaira, but Dam Hashem and Shomitzaira. The Chatas and Hashem that the Kayan can bring is from Mitzaira, where he's bringing the Karbanas, he should be able to eat Kachem. And again, Tyras, Ben Godel Ben Cotton, that a father can bring it for his Mitzayra Cotton. Again, because it's Mechusri Kapara. It's not for Kapara Tavainis, it's for allowing Kachim. So even though the Mishnah says Chatas and Hashamas, it sounds like all? No, it means only those. Now the Rush spoke out, and the Mishnah, we would have known the answer. But if the bride said they didn't bring birds, it just said chatasei nashamai, we thought it meant, oh, that's why the Gemara asked the question, and the Gemara's answer is, even in the bride, it only meant those two. Tanan. So now we're still left. Well, that's what the Gemara said yesterday. Mechusri kapara, because we had psukim that told us. We have psukim that told us that you don't need das. Zayis tayres hayaladet, zayis tayres hazam, zayis tayres hametzaira. Zayis tayres hametzaira. So we still haven't proven our shayla. Shlucha dishmaya or shlucha didan. We have not proven our shayla. Zayis tayres hametzaira. Hakehanim shepiglu b'midash. Kehanim that did pigle. Now let me explain pigle, and let's move on from that. A kayan who does Aveda, when he does Aveda, if he thinks to eat the carbon out of time or out of place, while he does one of the four essentials Aveda of a carbon, which is Shchita, Kabbalah, catching the blood, Hailacha, taking the blood to the Mizbeach, and Zrika, if he has I'm going to use the word thought, but not necessarily, if he thinks, because the Torah says the word thinks, the Rishayim speak out in Zvachim, many Rishayim, that he has to say. not enough to think. Even though the Torah uses the word machshava, Tosfos and many other Rishayim say it means dibur. So, again, I'm not going to change the word in the Chumash, but the Rishayim speak out that machshava here means dibur. Again, you have a question, give you their address, you can write them a letter and find out why they explain it that way. They have reasons to explain it
Rove
that way.
Rishonim.
I honestly cannot say that. I said many Rishayim. I've been very careful because to say Rav Rishayim means I went through all the Rishayim and I counted them. No, I did not. Yes?
It is actually somewhat logically necessary to say it's something more than just a fleeting thought because of the pink elephant paradox. If I tell you right now not to think of a pink elephant, you will think of a pink elephant. And even though you have not thought of a pink elephant, most likely in the last 7 years.
Okay, so let me step back. I don't want to spend again. I'm not getting involved in the pink elephant. But I just want to say the following. I didn't say fleeting thought. Like if a guy is macabre to give tzedakah,
that was
going to
be my question.
The answer is, it's not fleeting thought, it's final thought. There's a difference between a fleeting thought and a final thought. Meaning if a guy thinks, should I give $100 to the kaila? Maybe I will. That's not a machshava to mechayev him tzedakah. But he has to say is, yeah, and you know what, I'm going to give it. That's the kind of thought that is mechayev. So the pink elephant will get the guy to think about it, but not to be machlev.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, this is much closer. The difference between that and
Dibur
is minimal. Again, I'm
just speaking out. I really don't. It's not the Sugi we're in. In the Tractus of Elchem, I believe Tysus is a Dalar of a Beis, or I should correct me, it might be an Hay of a Beis, that says it's Dibur. Bottom Tysus is a Dalar. Again, I think it's a Dalar of a Beis. Anyway, I'm probably wrong, but at least I can. I haven't learned Tzvachim in a long time. Anyway, so it means Dibur. Now, I'll use the word Dibur, everybody's going to say Machshava. But I just want to be intellectually honest that many Rishayim learn it means Dibur. So here's a Kayan. He has to do 4 Avaitas that are essential for the carbon. Shrita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika. If during any of those Avaitas, he thinks that he's going to eat the carbon, out of time or out of place, the carbon becomes puzzle. Just a fact. Even though he doesn't eat it out of time. He hasn't even, not even the time to eat it yet. He's still middle doing the Avaida. But if during the Avaida, he says, or thinks, Machshava, says that he will eat the carbon out of time or out of place, out of Yushlayim, out of Dazara, whatever the place is, the carbon becomes puzzle. So the Mishnah, does the Kayan have to pay? He ruined the guy's carbon. Here was the Kayan. The Yid came over to him, said, here is my carbon. And the Kayan went and did pigle. Now, does he have to pay? This is called a Hezek She'ein HaNikar. You don't see the damage. It's a non-visible damage. There's a Machloikas Amaroyim and Masechtas Gittin, and again, I'm getting off the subject. What the halacha is by Hezek She'ein HaNikar? Let me explain. One Mandei Amar says, really, you should pay, whether you did it on purpose or you didn't do it on purpose. But we're afraid, if we're going to make you pay, you won't tell the guy you did it. If you don't tell him, he'll never know. So therefore, Chazal said, b'shagig, you don't pay. You don't pay b'shagig because why should, if we tell you you have to pay, you won't tell him.
They can pay
with Maisie,
he's not going to tell
him. No, because the Gemara says, he's interested in hurting him. If he doesn't tell him, he hasn't hurt him. He wants them to know, I damaged you. I hate you. I damaged you. That's what the Gemara says. The other Mandei Amar says, and that's the way we posit, that really you shouldn't pay at all. It's not a visible damage. The Torah only makes you pay for visible damage. But if we're afraid that people will use it. If I don't have to pay, and I'm angry at somebody, I'll go be Matame his Truma. And I'll let him know, hi, I was Matame your Truma. Hi, I made your carbon pickle. So what's to stop a person? So they said you have to pay if you do a B'mezid. So either way, the end result is the same. B'mezid you pay, B'shagig you don't pay. That's what the Mishnah here says. Kahanim shepiglu b'mikdash. Kahanim that did pigle in the Beis HaMikdash. Mezidin, if they did it on purpose, chayavim, they have to pay. shagigin p'turim. If they did it not on purpose, they are p'ter. Now, our problem is, Ella should be gulam bigul, but the carpet is bigul. Now, if they work for Hashem, Hainu should be gulam bigul. Hashem gave them the right to bring the carbon. They work for Hashem. I'm out. The owner of the carbon is gone. He's out. Not negay him anymore. He handed it to the carbon, now to the kayan. Now it's between the kayan and the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So then the Torah gave him a power to make bigel. Eli, I'm a shluchah didan havi. If he works for me, I'm my pigulam bigel. You're my agent only if you do it right. If you don't do it right, you're not my agent. If you don't have it, not my agent, you have no right to make bigel. Who are you to make bigel when you're not my agent? The whole carbon, you're only working for me. That's only if you do the right thing. Not if you do the wrong thing, you're not working for me. So if you're not working for me, why should a bigel be a bigel? You're not the boss of the carbon. I'm the boss of the carbon. What right do you have to make bigel? Now, here the Rush explains it, and we'll listen to the Rush. Dr. Rush. Hakahanim Shepiglu, Shechosh, the second Rush in the page. Hakahanim Shepiglu, Shechosh Vubachas Me'arba Vaidas, Lo'achloi or La'akrivloi Chutz L'Zmanai. During Shechita, if you thought you'd do the Zrika at a time, it's the same thing. Oy Chutz L'Mkaimai. V'tani Allah, Shagig and Peturim, El Shepiglu and Pigul. Alma, Da'avi Pigul Gam Medraisa. Al-Masnissan, again, notice that the Rush has a Gersa, V'tani Allah, we don't have it. The Rush has a Braisa. Now, again, he's bothered. Why do we have to bring in a Braisa? It's in our Mishnah. Our Gemara doesn't have the Braisa. But the Rush had, and we have a Braisa that says that it's Pigul. Our Mishnah also said it's Pigul. Right? A Mishnah in Gittin. Why do we have to bring a Braisa? The Rush, because even Masnitzin have a Matzah Lameimah that have a Pigul Drabonim. From the Mishnah, I would say, when the Mishnah said, Kanim Shepiglu B'Migdash, it means it's Medrabonim Pigul. Really, biblically, they have no right to make the Pigul. Medrabonim made it Pigul. Then we wouldn't have a question. But the fact that the Braisa says, Ella Shepigulam Pigul, makes it sound Deraisa. That's what the Rush is saying. Therefore, according to the Rush, the Gemara brought a Braisa in. In our Gersa, I don't see a Braisa. In our Gersa, the Gemara felt the Mishnah is good enough. But the Rush, Gersa, that we wanted the words Ella Shepigulam Pigul, which the Mishnah doesn't say, because we wanted to show that it's biblical. Now, here comes the Rush. Iyam Rebishloima Shlucha Dishmaya Ninu Hainu Dutani Shepigulam Pigul Sharef Kiya Taira Kabana Mishus Bailam. The Taira took the carbon away from the owner. He brought it. He gave it to the carbon. He's gone. It doesn't belong to him anymore. But Nasna Lekayan Miklaibina Das Bailam. Right, the Torah said, the Kayan is my shliach, it works for the Rabbeinu Shleilam, it's nothing to do with you anymore. You hand the carbon, it becomes Hashem's business now, not your business. Am I pigul and pigul? Ha ain't other maisa davish ain't a shalai. Ve'im yishum da'as a shliach, le'im yiskuni shidarticha. Okay, so let me explain this. There's a halacha that says, there's a halacha that says, I can't make your item usher without, okay, it's going to need 2 minutes to explain before anybody jumps on me. The guy bows down to his friend's animal. He serves his friend's animal. Bows down, except it's meaningless. The animal is not considered served. Who are you to ban my animal? It's my animal. You can't aser my animal. But if you shecht it for Avodah Zarah, then it becomes aser. Because a person can only aser things ayidei maisa. He can only aser things through an action for somebody else. His own animal he bows down to, he does aser it. It's yours. Somebody else's animal, he cannot aser unless he does an action.
No,
what? No, not to the animal. Didn't do anything in the animal.
Change.
No, I didn't say the word change. You added the word change. I didn't say that. I said a maisa. I'm not going to get involved with maisa, but I might say a word and it might not be true, so I don't like to commit myself. He has to do an action.
Because water on the
I don't know. As I said, I'm not getting involved with an action.
You
Smoke. Why are we getting involved in this now? It's not the gayest now. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. Okay. That's the halacha. Without a maisa, you can't answer somebody else's thing. With a maisa, you can. Now, the Rush understands that piggle is not a maisa. Because your shechita is not the iser. The iser is what you said, which is not a maisa. Right? So if you work for the Rabbeinu Shlomo, the Rabbeinu Shlomo said, you can make piggle. It's considered, I empower you to make piggle. It's not a right thing to do, but Hashem empowered him. So he can answer it, because as far as we're concerned, he has the right from Hashem to make a piggle. But if he works for you, right, it's your carbon, it's your animal, it's your thing, he works for you, and if he makes piggle, why should it work? Now, why does it work, b'mezid? Aye, if you learn that it's he needs a maisa, so why if he does it, b'mezid? Right, why if he does it, b'mezid? Does he have to pay? Right? L'chaira, it's not, it shouldn't be piggle either. Right? Why should it be piggle? So, the answer is, this is a big machlokes we show them here. The answer is,
is it for two reasons or one reason?
I don't
see
what you're saying.
Well, does the Rush give two reasons?
No, he doesn't. I haven't read the Rush yet. I'll go back to the Rush. Again, so the question is why the mazer it works. It slipped my mind. There's an answer that even though it's not a maisa, but the mazer he can make a pickle. Because why? I want to say the wrong thing. Can somebody help me out here? I need that one. I know, I'm learning the Rush. I'm very well aware of the Rush. Right, so he explains that the Gemara's Kash is from Mazid also, according to the Rush. Now basically the Gemara is saying, why is it pickled? Beizid, b'shagig, it's not yours. How can you answer it? If it's Shlucha Dishmaya, it's not the owner's anymore. Now it's the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and he said you can make pickle. Now he encouraged it, Yechayev, upstairs, but down here, you have the power to make pickle. But if you learn it belongs to the owner, how can you make pickle? That's how the Rush learns the question, both Beizid and b'shagig. How can he make pickle? He's not the owner. And it's not an action. That's the Rush's shot. Let me read it inside. Zok the Rush. I am Rebbe Shlomo Shlucha Dishmaya. Nino. Haidu the Tanish Begulon Pigul. Shari of Kia Taira Kabbalim Mishus Bailim. The Taira took it away from the owner. But not Snow Lakayan. Midlabina Das Bailim. And yet, he's Shlucha Dishmaya. He's out. You're out. But if you learn that he works for you, Amai Pigulon Pigul. Why ain't other Mysa Davish and Nisulai? He's working for you, so he's doing it for you, so he's your agent, and agents can do it. You're not my shliach. My shliach is to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Now, what I just said in Shad Zarash is a big machlokes v'shaita. How do we view pickle? Is pickle viewed as a maisa or as a non-maisa? you have to do a shechita when you have that thought. You have to be doing an action when you have that thought. So what do we view it as? Shechita with a dibur. The shechita is not wrong. The dibur is wrong. But it's happening at the time of shechita. Is that doing a maisa? Or is that answering it without a maisa? One second, Rabbi. So the Rush learns it's not a maisa. The shechita is fine. It's your dibur that made it bad. Your dibur is not a maisa. Your machshava made it bad. That's not a maisa. The Rush learns that since it happens during a maisa, it is a maisa. So the Gemara is not kasha. How could you do it? If you can't do it, you can't ask for somebody else's thing. The Rambam learns a different chapter. The Gemara, we're not going to get involved in this tonight. But I just want to point out that what the Rush is assuming is that pigul is not called a maisa. Because even though it's done while you're doing an action, it's not the action that's wrong. It's your dibur that's wrong. By the fact that he says, ain't other maisa davar shein shalai. And that halacha is you could ask a davar shein shalai through a maisa. By the way, he explains the question. If I check the guy's car, I go over to the Baruch HaShem, I'm not going to say it. A guy goes over to Baruch HaShem's animal, check to L'Shem HaBedizara. Is it us, sir? Yes. Why? It's not his. Because you can answer somebody's thing through a Maisa. That's Baruch. That no change. Again, we're not talking about stealing now. If it's not stealing, you're a mazik. You're not a ganav. You didn't move it out of place. You didn't touch it. Let's not bring things in that are not negaya. Stealing is not negaya here. You're not stealing. But how long? It's not stealing. It's not true.
Okay.
Every mazik is a ganav?
I mean, there's a bigger problem here, which is we have given a reason that as far as being a shaliach of someone, I can't do something which is against them, which I've not the power to do.
Correct.
Okay, now, I remember something I can by some obscure reason.
Because the Torah gave it to me, I don't know why.
Exactly. So really, this is not the first thing, you know, this goes into Tommy Mitzvah. You know, the first thing is not a reason, it's simply something we say to help us understand. The difference between the shaliach and the shaliach of the person is by fiat, and this just has the rules of being a messenger of the person and a messenger of God are different rules.
Correct.
Period.
Correct. You're right.
Yeah. The reasons are nice. I think on the game.
Again, I'll try one more time. It doesn't change the fact I have to learn the rush.
No, I know, I'm aware of that, but it's a very fundamental difference in the reasoning.
Again, if you work for me, you have to be my agent. If not, you can't do it for me. And since you're not the owner, you can only do it through an action. And the Rush learns, and Rashi and Gittin also learns, that pigul is not called an action. Even though it happens during an action, it in itself is not called an action. Ron learns that it is called an action. And therefore he has to say a whole different shot in this Gemara. Yes?
You do say different from people's minds and the other not being all over the place. And there are two sides to it. But in the end, it is, I mean, the chinuch goes into the role of communism. And
you should be Michael me. I really don't know what you want. The Rush is explaining why over here it can't be pigul if you work for me. He's explaining it. Because if you work for me, it has to be my thing.
Because then, unless you give me
I can give you a foundation, because the Rush says if you hold Shluchat Dishmaya, the Rabbi Nishom gave it to the Kayan. It's his.
Okay, that's fine. It's a hand wave, but it's not you know.
I am satisfied with that. That the Rabbi Nishom gave it to the Kayan, he's now considered the owner.
I have no problem with it, but it's essentially
Tommy and Mitzvah. I don't think it's Tommy, I think it's the fact of the Mitzvah. What?
The mason, why does he pay his
because the guy has to bring another carbon.
That's a garbrama.
No, it's not. You ruined my carbon.
He just said he's the owner.
He's the owner as far as making things work. But he's not the owner as far as the fact that the guy didn't get a carbon in. Yes.
If he did it by Shogeg, if Kohen did it by Shogeg, it's still Pigo.
Yes.
And the Baal of the animal is, he's Pater for any more Kabbonis?
No.
So what happens to his Kapora?
He brings another one.
Who brings?
The owner.
He pays for it.
Yeah, but I don't know if you were here. I discussed why Psychic is Pater. I gave a Hakdama.
And Sam, is there can Kohen be in between different avodas?
No.
During that, like the downtime?
No.
It has to be during the downtime?
Yes.
Okay.
What was the difference between shechting the avodas, which is also for the machshava, and the fagel?
Good question. Good question. Needs explanation. I don't have a good one. Not offhand. I didn't think of the question. When you shech for Avod Zara, it's also because you thought for Avod Zara. Yet we consider that an action. That's a Beferish Mishnah. And we're saying by Pigel, the Rosh is saying, not called an action, it's called a Dibor or a Machsheva. Why is one affected and one not? I don't know. It needs work. It needs explanation. Good question. Anyway, and for the Gemara, Amri, Shaina Gabe Pigul Damakral LeYachashim LeYachashim LeYachashim. The answer is, Pigul is not a fact. You can't bring Pigul in. The Torah said the guy that does Avodah has the ability to make Pigul. I don't care if it belongs to him, it doesn't belong to him, he works for Hashem, he works for you. It makes no difference. The Torah gave him the power. End of story. Don't use this as they proved to anything.
What's
the reason? Don't think pigle. That means the Torah is saying he has the ability to make pigle. Dr. Rush. A makrib I say, lo yechashav loy. Mikomok. Bedashinim bezvachim. Kari boy lo yachshav. Don't think pigle. Alma machshavas ha makrib. Have a machshav lips. Have a god of love. Today who? Today is a kosev. Then over here, you can ask for something of somebody else's without a mice. End of story. You're trying to prove that he's a shluch of the Shemaya? No. He's your shliach, and he messed it up. But the Torah gave him the power. The Torah made this an exception to the rule. He can ban yours. He's not working for you. And he can ban your carbon with a dibor. End of story. Zeres HaKosov. Dr. Gemar Weiter. So we haven't proven the Shaila. At the end of the day, if the Shluchu the Shmaya, the Shluchu the Dan, we have not proven the Shaila. The Gemara in Kedushin has Amar Rav Huna that he has to be Shluchu the Shmaya because nobody can do something that you can't be a Shliach to do something that I can't do. Shliach is as good as me. If I can't do it, how can you do it? Therefore, Dr. Huna obviously is not working for me. I'm not a Kayan. I can't do Avaida. How can he be working for me? Must be he's working for Hashem. That's what Rav Huna says. So the Yerushalayim want to know, why didn't the Gemara bring Rav Huna here to prove the Shaila? You have a Shaila. You leave it without an answer. And in the Gemara in Kedushin, the Rav Huna says this statement. So here, answer. Rav Huna, answer the Shaila. That you can't be a shliach to do something that I can't do. I can't empower you to do something that I can't do. Shliach is as good as me, not better. So how can a kohen be my shliach if I can't do the avodah? So the Rishonim want to know, why didn't the Gemara bring Rav Huna in here? You had a shaila, you ended up without a proof. If you walk away from Sechtes Nedarim, you say, we don't know whether Shluchu Dishmaya or Shluchu Didan. But the answer is we do know. Rav Huna told us. Let me just answer this. So there's basically two roots in the Rishonim. Tosfos answers that we want to prove it from a Mishnah or a Braisa. The Gemara is not saying we can never prove it. We tried to prove it from Mishnayos and Braisas. We can't. Rav Huna said it on his own. That's not our interest here. Our interest was to find a Mishnah or a Braisa. And so at the end of the day, we could not find a Mishnah or a Braisa. You want to know the halacha? Learn Masechtas Kedushin. We're not interested now in finishing it off. That's how Tosfos answers. Other Rishonim answer that for sure there's a factor of Shluchu D'Shmaya. Can't deny that. Rav Huna said it. We want to know, are you also, do you have to also be working for me? You also have to be working for me because it's my carbon. Hashem made him the power, even though I can't do it. But maybe you also have to be working for me. And the answer to that is we don't know. Maybe you're only working for Hashem. Maybe you're also working for Hashem. But you would also have to be working for me, and without that, you wouldn't be able to bring the carbon. So therefore, that was the Shaila here. That's our summary Shaila more. Pick your choice. I just mentioned it. Yes?
I thought schluchim meant like a borrowed term. You hire him. Not paying, but you hire him. When you go to a taxi, you know, you can drive, but maybe you don't have a car here, so you can't. So he's not your shliach to drive you around. You hire this person. You're hiring a going to do what you can't do. That's what shlichus means.
No. Halacha of shlichus is... Shlichus, the mashliach can never do anything that the mashliach couldn't do. Now, let me explain. As said, Reuven sends a shliach to mekadesh a woman who lives in China. Now, at this point, he can't be mekadesh the woman in China. He's not there. He would have to travel. But he has the power to be mekadesh a woman in China if he makes it there. He has the power of kedushin, so he can power somebody to do it for him. But Reuven cannot make a shliach to do something that he has no power to do.
What about skill? You hire
again, you have the ability to do it. You just have to. First of all, we're not talking about hiring. Doesn't have to be your shliach.
I understand, but that's...
This needs shlichus. If he's shluchad idan, he has to be doing my carbon for me with the halacha of shlichus.
Not just by
what?
Commission or whatever it's called.
You have to be a shliach. You don't have to be my shliach to build my house. I don't require shlichus because the mitzvah is not on me to build my house.
Wait, you're saying carbon requires shlichus because I really have to bring it myself.
Correct.
But it's not a coin.
That's the Rav Huna says. That's what Rav Huna says. Again, so I gave two terusim and the Rishayna. Some say that Rav Huna's answer would have answered this Shaila. And the Gemara wanted to see if there's a Mishnah or a Braita, and it didn't find one. And some say everybody agrees there's a factor of Shluchah Dishmaya. Does he also have to be my shliach?
But it's interesting. If you learn, this is important, that my tshuva is not chal. If a Kohen would be the shliach to foresee, the husband was regular. He used a
coin
to be the...
That's what the Gemara Batzia, whether a shliach has to be a bar chiyuva, not a bar chiyuva. I'm not going to get involved in that. Yes?
Normally we say a svara is stronger than a pata. I'm sure it's stronger than the Mishnah of Reis, but give a svara.
I just have a Kaisa said. That's what he said. I hear your question.
My question, why was it thrown around like nothing?
Rabbi Schultz. Here. Again, I hate to complicate matters, but I wouldn't be intellectually honest if I didn't point it out. If we learn that he's my shliach, and if he doesn't do it right, correct? If he doesn't do it right, he can't be my shliach to make pickle. That's what the Gemara wanted to say in the question. At that point, I'm sorry, if you say shlucha nishmaya, the Gemara was happy that if he's shluchah d'shmaya, he can make pigul. Now, does that mean that according to shluchah d'shmaya, he doesn't have to be my shliach, he works for Hashem, does that mean I have to agree to bring the carbon? Or does that mean that every carbon becomes like the birds? You can bring a carbon for somebody because the kohen's working for Hashem anyway, not working for you. Again, according to, if you hold shluchah d'shmaya, so then he has the right to make pigul, because the minute you hand it to him, you're out. How about, does it still require that you bring the carbon? That it be for you? Or, since he works for Hashem, just like by the birds, the husband brings it, tells the kohen it's for my wife, and the wife doesn't have to know. So maybe Reuven can bring a carbon chatas and say, this is for Shimon. I haven't told him yet, but this is for Shimon. And the Kayan takes it and does the carbon for Shimon. So here is the Machloikus, Tysus, and the Rush. That's why I have to point it out. Pashtus, you still need Das Bailam. If not, the Kayan can't bring it. Only by the birds, we had a pasuk that said you don't need it. But if you take a look at the Rush that I read, in Shlubi Amrit Bishloim Ashlucha Deshmaya, Hainu Dekanish Begulam Pigul, Sharifki Atayra Kabbalim Meshusak Bailam, Benasno Lekayan, Mindaloi Ba'inon Das Bailam. Because if you Shlucha Deshmaya, you don't need Das Bailam. Now you do need Das Bailam, we said till now. The birds were the exception. Mechusa Kapara was the exception. The Rush seems to say, Tysus says, the Farish not that way. Do you want to take a look in Tysus? We don't usually do this. I'm not going to find it now, but Tysus says the Farish not that way.
It's the first white line in the Tysus. First word of the line is at Sarafiyun. The film of the Tina Mimra Dura Vyokan and Meyer Bukhari Hamakar Shatarif, that's by them.
Okay, I'm not looking. I can't find it now, but I'll find it later. Not yet. But the bottom line is that Rush is being Mechadish. If you're Tzluchu Nishmah, you don't need Das Bailam, which is a pelvic thing, but I'm pointing it out because I have to be honest. That's all. Something in my right term. Gufa. We learned before. I'm Rabbi Eichon and I call Tzvichon Das Chutzim because of Kapara. Sharada may be carbon on Bala Baba Yitzvah Ksalim. We said that yesterday. You can bring a carbon for your children if they're Zavim, even though they don't have it in Das. Frank the Gemara, Elamata Yavi Adam Chatas Chayim Bachaberai. Why can't you bring a regular Chatas? Shekin Adam may be Alish the Shaita, Kareb Yehuda. What does a person do if his wife is a Shaita and she's Mechal Shabbos Meshaykik? I get the Gemara's going to answer that. So what does he do? He brings a carbon. So learn that from here. Just like you learn now from the fact that you can bring the bird for your wife to Shaita. So therefore you can bring the bird for anybody. So a person brings a carbon chatas for his wife to Shaita. So he should be able to bring a bigger carbon chatas for everybody.
You don't need
that. You don't need that. The Rai is a husband brings it for his wife to Shaita.
A regular chatas, right?
A regular chatas. It's called chatas chaylov. A regular chatas is always called chatas chaylov because that's an example of a chatas. Why they pick chaylov? I don't know. In kol hashas, in all shas, a regular chatas that goes in an avera is called a chatas chaylov.
Not
a rabba. It's more makkah by shaita then. You just made the question stronger. Adarabba, the Shaita is not Roy Labila.
Right.
So Bila should be Ma'akov. If anything, you just made the question twice as strong. Thank you. And for the Alamam Rebbe Lazar, Hivrish Chatas Chela Chavela Yasa Klum. And for the Gemara, you never bring a Chatas Chela for your Shaita wife. Why? Because Ishta Shaita Hechidami. Ida Achlik Isi Shaita. If she ate the chaylev when she was a shaita, she was mechal Shabbat when she was a shaita, she did dam when she was a shaita, whatever she did as a shaita, labas karmi. She's putter. She's a shaita. A shaita is not obligated to bring kavaras. They have no das when they did the avera. It doesn't count. Maybe his wife was normal, was mechal Shabbat v'shaigik, then she became a shaita. But she's obligated to carbon. A guy was normal, ate chayla b'shaikik, became a shaita, and then 2 weeks later became normal. Also, we can't use the carbon. Because the carbon was not usable during those 2 weeks. Because you can't bring the carbon for a shaita. Because you need Das Bailam. Therefore, he can't bring a carbon. Even when he gets better, it's called dichoy. The carbon was pushed away. If the carbon is pushed away, it can never become good again. So he would have to bring a new carbon. But there, a guy can bring a new carbon. Here, the wife is still a shaita. There's no carbon to bring because you need das milim. Exactly. That's the answer to the question. The question doesn't start because there's never a case that a man brings a touch carbon for his wife to shaita. There is no such case. If she did it as a shaita, there's no carbon. If she did it as a regular person and then became a shaita, you can't bring the carbon. It's dachui. It's pushed away because you need das milim.
Birds.
Not birds. Birds don't need das milim. That's what Rabbi Echim learned out. But for Averis, you need das milim. So the question doesn't have a leg to stand on. It never happens. You're assuming a man brings a carbon for his wife to shaita? He never does. He never does. Dr. Rush. The kibun the yalfus evshir mishi evshir. You're learning out from the case when a person brings a yaledes chatas for his wife to shaita. Therefore, you learned out that even in cases where the person has das, you can bring birds for him, even though there it's possible he should bring it himself. You bring it for your wife to shaita, why can't you bring it for your friend? You can bring a chatas for your wife to shaita. Even the la badasi, la basu yachatasi. No chatas can be brought. The afpi keyach, hivrish carbon. A regular person that separated the carbon. Vinishkata, nipsa la carbon. The carbon becomes muscle. A husband can only bring it for his wife to shaita to allow her to eat kachim. But not for kapara. A shaita can't bring a carbon, and nobody can bring a carbon for a shaita. Even his own, or even her own husband can't bring a carbon for a shaita. You can bring the birds, because the birds are to be matra kachim. And there the Torah said, you don't need das. Okay, Frank to Gemara. The Torah says, from there we learn out that everybody in the family is obligated in Karban Pesach. Now, part of Karban Pesach is to own a share of the Pesach. Every member of the Pesach has to buy himself a share. Has to have a share. Now, Cotton can't buy a share. How does he get a share from Pesach? The answer is, his father buys a share for him. He's 5 years old. Father buys a share for him. That means you don't need his das. He's an owner of a Karban Pesach. That's fine, he's an owner. Father can buy for his son the Karban. Maybe yes, maybe not, I'm not going to get involved. But the Karban is being brought, owned by a Karban. He has no das to bring Karban Pesach. The Torah says, by Karban Pesach, you don't need das. The raya is, every cotton owns a part of the Karban Pesach, and we bring it. And he has no das to bring it. He's a member of the family. The Torah says, sell the base of us.
How do you know that? How do you know that we're doing it for him?
The Torah says, sell the base of us. What does that mean?
Or 13 years old.
No. That would be right if you were that way. But the Gemara Darshan's base of this means it's even Ketan. Gemara Mitzach. The whole family. The 13-year-old has his own obligation. I don't need to be part of a family. The Torah is including family. Whose family? People that are not obligated, but become obligated because they're part of family. People that are obligated has nothing to do with being family. I don't care if he is family, he's not family, he's obligated.
So we're going to have a problem now that how can he be for the kid?
Terrence says, you don't need us. You can bring the car, you can bring it, you can buy it for your kid. You can be zaycha something for your kid. That's an halacha of tchiya, that the Gemara learns on Kedushin, Daf Mem Beis, that you can be zaycha for a cut.
For an adult, in other words, your 15-year-old son, he has to chip in?
No, you can pay for him too. But there it can be brought because the 15-year-old can have das that his Pesach can be brought. But now the cotton owns part of the carbon Pesach, and how can you bring it? He has no das. Answer is, you don't need das. So I don't need das. I should be able to bring a carbon Pesach with Dr. Schwab. I don't need a das. Why do I need das? I shouldn't need das by Karban Pesach. Just like you don't need das by birds because you bring it for your son to cut. You shouldn't need das by Karban Pesach because you bring it for the son to cut. And that's the Stella Bay Zabbis. It says that's how it works. Now remember, I think in the Samachs, I think so. Zog the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Alam Amram Lezer, Hifrish Pesach HaKaber Le'asa Klub. Amar Abzeira, Sela Bey Sabbath Lav Deraisa. Midaraisa doesn't have to bring a Karban Pesach, and he never owns part of a Karban Pesach. He never brings a Karban Pesach. The Torah said he can eat it even though he doesn't own it. The Torah gives an allowance. He doesn't have to be counted on the Karban Pesach. That which we say, you should count with bags of ice. Everybody, that's a rabbinic thing to make the kid feel good that he's counted on the Karban Pesach. He really is not an owner of the Karban Pesach. He doesn't own anything. He eats it anyway. Love the Raisa. It's not a drasha. That which the Gemara says, it's a rabbinic thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have your kid feel that he's part of the thing, but he doesn't really own it. It's a hatsmachta. Sometimes we use a pasuk to reinforce something.
Does that preclude someone's not in your bias? I mean, you're levei
right? No, no. It's just including. Why did it say levei sabbos with the right? I don't know. Again, people can get together. The Torah allows you to bring other people into your Karban Pesach. Doesn't have to be only your family. The question was only if you can bring it, if your son, the cotton, owns part, and you're bringing it, even though he doesn't have das, that should allow you to bring it for people without their agreement. You know, I'll say this, and please be my homie. You know, there are people that say Kaddish for people that nobody even knows, their relatives don't even know that somebody's saying Kaddish for them, right? They find people that are nifter, and they want to do the job a favor, and they say Kaddish for them. Wonderful. Now, there's no das of the people that have to say Kaddish. There it is. It works for them even without das. Imagine if Karban Pesach didn't need das. Somebody could get up and say, you know, there's 1,000 people in Beachwood that don't bring Karban Pesach. I'm going to bring a Karban Pesach, 5 of them, for the 1,000 people, and I will count all of them into the Karban Pesach, and I will, I don't know who's going to eat it, by the way, they have to be Menuyim, they're going to have to eat it, but I guess nobody minds eating steak, so they'll eat it. I'm just, you'll be Mazak everybody, only das. It'd be a problem, because somebody's got to eat it, the Menuyim have to eat it, and if they're on it, that would be a technical problem. But the answer is you need das. But the question is, why do you need das? The cotton doesn't. The answer is it's not biblical. We'll continue making